Recording has started.
Thank you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the CWG on Country and Territory Names as TLDs meeting on the 6th of June, 2017. On the call today, we have Susan Payne, Yap Ackerhouse, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Heather Forrest, Marjana Tasek, Nick Wenben-Smith. We have apologies from Ann Beth Lang and Rosalia Morales. From staff, we have Emily Barabas, Yoka Braken, Steve Chan, Bart Boswinkel, and myself, Julie Bisland. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn this meeting back over to Bart Boswinkel. Please begin.
Thank you, Julie. Heather, do you want to open the meeting or shall I continue?
Bart, I'm more than happy for you to open the meeting if you'd like. Hopefully you can hear. Hopefully this is working. As I understand it, really, you know, this is an opportunity for us to regroup on any final comments that were received. I will say this, to the extent of this, you know, any avoidance of doubt, let's say. I went through the report myself, and I should have confirmed by email, but I don't have any further additions or subtractions to make. I'm incredibly impressed with the amount of work that staff has put into this. Yourself very much included, yourself and Emily, and very much also appreciate the contributions of Yap. So I did not send around a draft because I did not have anything major to add at this point. But I'll turn it to you, Bart, for the broader perspective on that. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Let's turn to the second reading of the draft final paper. As you may have noted, I've sent around the and asked you to submit any comments, if any, right after the call next 2 weeks ago already. The only comment I received was from Yap, in addition to that's around the a section on page 9 with respect to the ISO or description of the ISO bodies involved in ISO 3166, so with the addition of the technical working group. So that's on page 9 on the final version, which I sent around on Monday. I will just run through the changes made to the interim reports. One is on page 4 in the executive summary, reflecting, the public comments received, and they were not conclusive regarding the recommendations. Secondly is a section on the public comments on page 33, describing what has been done with the public comments and how the working group had dealt with it. So in general, that is again, they reflect the support or non-support of any of the recommendations, in particular the support of recommendations 1, 2, and 4, and again the divergence with respect to the recommendation 3, and recommendation 3 is about how to organize successive work, if any, to this working group. And then finally, a new annex has been added on, starting at page 83, on which includes the summary of the comments received, and that is similar to the public comment summary submitted by staff. It is suggested because we as staff feel that in this way, whoever is going to take over and however next round of discussions is organized, people should be aware of the full breadth of comments, in particular with respect to the 2 and 3 letter codes, because again, it's not just a divergence of the working group itself, but also the divergence of the public comments, which is interesting. So that is with respect to the all the comments made. If there are no further and additional comments from anyone on the call, let's pause here for a moment and rephrase it. Are there any questions, additions from people on the call? Because we did not receive, as Heather said, any comments from other members of the working group. I see Susan has hand is up. Go ahead, Susan. And Heather.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Susan.
Oh, good. Good, thank you. Just checking. Yes, my great apologies for not sending them sooner, but I did send some comments late yesterday afternoon. There are only two very minor ones. So would it be helpful? It doesn't sound as though you received them.
No, I haven't.
But would it be helpful if I...
Yeah, go ahead.
Should I just mention, I'll just go through them quickly if that's okay.
That's okay. Maybe one question, are they very substantive or they're just editorial?
One is definitely editorial, just because it's in the executive summary and it's where you've added the text about the public comments on the interim report and reference the alternatives A, B, and C, or, you know, where you say several responses favored A. And it just seemed to me that that was in slightly the wrong place because it's sort of, that text slightly comes out of nowhere. And so I was suggesting to move it to after the following paragraph.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not essential, but I felt that there's a reference to those alternatives without them having been yet introduced in the document.
Go ahead, sorry. I just went through your comments.
Yes, it's definitely editorial.
Yeah.
And then the other one was in section 5.1.5. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to find it.
Do you have a page number?
Yeah, on my document it's page 20, but I have a printout that's got the red lines in. So I think that would be right, page 20.
Yeah.
And it's the first paragraph where it reads, towards the end of the first paragraph, it says, the outcomes of this debate can be summarized as follows. My suggestion was that rather than we say outcomes, we change that sentence to say the competing views advanced by working group members during this debate can be summarized as follows. Because it doesn't seem to me that they don't appear to be outcomes, if you like. They're rather, you know, they're a succession of different perspectives presented by members within the working group, whereas the use of the term outcomes makes it seem more like they're conclusions that we've reached.
Mm-hmm. Heather, or anybody else, how do you want to do? So this goes back to, so for the discussion's sake, 5.15 is about the two letter codes. So that was part of the interim report. We, as say, in the red line, it has not been changed. It has been there as of, say, before we submitted the interim report and before we start discussing the three letter codes. So from that perspective, it's very old language, and it was the sense of the group at the time around the two letter codes. So just to provide some background. And my understanding is, Susan, you want to change that that language with respect to the two letter codes?
That was my suggestion. I mean, if it's too late to do so, I don't feel it's not essential. But I felt that amendment made it is more clearly reflective of what those subsequent discussion points are, if you like. I don't think they are outcomes. I think they're the range of views expressed.
Anybody else want to respond? Heather, I see your hand up.
Thanks, Bart. Look, I had a concern that was similar to Susan's, and I didn't articulate it in written comments because I frankly wasn't sure how to articulate it. And I think it dovetails Susan's comment. I mean, on the one hand, I agree that her language, let's say I see both points. Your point, Bart, is that was the feeling of the group as at that point. The document is a living document, however, and things have moved on since that point. My concern was more broad, which is to say, I think there are certainly concerns within the GNSO community that conclusions were reached on the basis, conclusions reached on the in relation to two-letter codes were reached on the understanding that we'd be progressing further and applying that sort of rationale to three-letter codes and so on and so forth. And we've dropped off from that path, let's say. And I didn't want to reopen the apple cart in my comments to say, in light of where we are now, I personally feel like, there are reasons to revisit the conclusions on two-letter codes. And I think that in some way, let's say, picks up Susan's concern, although perhaps not precisely, that this was reflective, it clarifies that this was thinking at that point. Susan might want to chime in here just to be very, very sure that I haven't pushed her comments in a different direction or put a spin on them that she didn't want put on them. But I think the fact that this is a living document and it doesn't clearly reflect the language that we're looking at here, that, there's a time component to it. As at this date, the thinking was X, and as at this date, the thinking was Y. I mean, maybe that could happen. Maybe that's what we need to say, is that as at the point of concluding on two-letter codes, this is where we were, and then we moved on with our thinking and went further. So perhaps Susan might like to interject just to make sure that I didn't muddy the waters considerably for her and make it more difficult for her. Thanks.
All right. Susan, you want to chime in?
Thanks. Yes. I guess I don't disagree with what Heather said. I think that's a good point that it is a living document. That particular edit was something that was picked up in the IPC comments, and so when I was looking through some of the comments that have been submitted, it seemed to me it was a good point. It was a reasonable point to make that those sort of listed discussions were exactly that. They were a kind of a summary of the nature of the discussion rather than conclusions, if you like, because not all of those points as summarized are agreed with by everyone. There are definitely different points of view.
Yeah, okay. Anybody else on the call, any comments on the, say, on this particular point about 5.1.5? I see, if I look at the chat, I see Nick Wenben-Smith is up. Agrees with the minor amendments from Susan. Daryl's typing. Cheryl agrees as well. Susan, I thank you for submitting. My suggestion is that based on where we're at, and it reflects the sense of the working group, that we include them, and that we I'll send them out for one final call by the working group itself, and then take them as such. Just a minute, please. Somebody at the door. Sorry, I'm back. Family moving. My suggestion is maybe Justin in sending around Susan's amendments, not the full or the full document again, but this red line, and ask if there are any comments from others from the working group. And then, and if not, say by the end of this week, consider them adopted. So as a kind of second reading, what we're doing right now with respect to the document itself. Is that workable? Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, I think, any other comments? Heather, go ahead.
Thanks, Bart. This is a process point more than a substance point, just to be, you know, just so everyone is clear as to what happens next. I think we need to have, just spare a second to say that what happens is we have our final report. Can you, Bart or Emily, can you confirm, does the final report then go out for public comment, is my understanding, is what happens next, and specifically needs to be raised with our two charting organizations and perhaps drum up public comment through that avenue. Is that where we're going here, just so folks know that this isn't, if you like, the last opportunity to make comments? Thanks.
Heather, this is Bart again. So that was the next item on the agenda. Next steps. In principle, say there is no public comment anymore. So the next step would be that this report would be submitted to the charting organizations and for their support. So this is a paper. Once it's, say, approved or supported or even objected by the chartering organizations, it goes back to the working group for just to say, assume both chartering organizations, the CCNSO and the GNSO, accepted. It goes back to the working group, effectively to the chairs, the co-chairs. They add the comments, and from there, then it's submitted and made public for everybody else. So that's the step. So there is no public comment in the sense of opening up another 40-day period again for people to react. It now goes to the CCNSO, GNSO, and others who are interested to discuss the final paper of the working group. Any questions? I can show it in the next step. I can show them in a slide if that's more helpful. But then I need to be, can you upgrade me to presenter or host, please? So, according to the charter, and let me repeat it, the way it's done, say, and if you would go back to the charter, is this is, as you may have noted in the heading, this is the final paper. The previous version was the interim paper, this is the final paper. This will be submitted to the chartering organizations, which are the CCNSO and GNSO, and they can express their support and or no objections to the final paper. If they do object, then the working group needs to revisit that that objections and the rationale, and either provide a supplemental paper, either take it on board or not. Then include the results of deliberation, so the council resolutions and or whatever way the councils or the GNSO and the CCNSO want to express their deliberations will be included in the paper, and that will comprise the final report. So the final report is the final paper or the supplemental final paper plus the results of the deliberations of the chartering organizations. And only after the final report has been made public, the working group is closed and dissolved, and the final report is submitted in this case to the, again, to the CCNSO and GNSO. And or if the chartering organizations, the CCNSO and GNSO, come to the conclusion that it is done, they have the ability to jointly end the working group as well. So these are the next steps. So my suggestion is we conclude the final paper by the end of this week, say for one more round of comments on suggestions from Susan, that we start the co-chairs write a cover letter and submit the final paper to the chartering organizations by the end of this week, early next week. So that's well in time for the ICANN 59, and we'll see if we can get it on the agenda of the CCNSO, GNSO councils and communities and others who are interested for a final discussion and final feedback to the working group. And so that's it. Heather, go ahead.
Thanks, Bart. Just to confirm that I'll make sure that this makes it onto the GNSO Council's agenda for Johannesburg. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll suggest it to Katrina and or Annabeth to put it on the CCNSO Council agenda. So that's the plan. So these were the next step. In plural. Any other questions regarding the next steps? None? Then any other business? Any questions, comments at this stage? I see Heather's hand is up. Heather, go ahead.
Thanks, Bart. I do have a question. So we have a meeting in the diary for 2 weeks' time. What do we want to do with that one? It seems to me we probably at this stage don't need it.
That was my idea as well. So hopefully by then we say there are no further additional comments on the, say, on Susan's comments, so we can close it. So that would be the second reading of Susan's comments, and then we have a final paper there, so there is no need.
And Bart, just to confirm with Susan's edit, what we're going to do is we're going to just extract that one little paragraph and send that around by email rather than sending the whole document, because I'm afraid if we send the whole document, we're liable to get stone cold silence. Thanks.
That's one. All people start, wake up and start editing again. So that time has been gone. So we now already in the third week. So completely agree. Anybody else? Any other questions? If not, then thank you very much, and I give you back a half hour of your day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
Thank you all. Today's meeting is adjourned. Verizon Operator Klein, would you please stop the recordings and disconnect all lines? And to everyone, have a fantastic day.